He doesn't care.
Why don't you just like get all his cash to the archive then, if that's how you feel?
Nah, let him be. But
what you could have done is put your own cash there. He wouldn't have wanted that.
Right, get this. So we go Black Hill, you know, do like 4 or 5 caches, and he's got like this big box that you've like, you know, your multi caches that you've like fucking, you know, spray painted and put logbooks for him. And I said, look, just grab a couple just in case we need to replace a couple. No, I'm not taking any of that sort of thing. They're mine. They're
special.
I'm like, man, why don't you give back to the game sort of thing? No.
They're 81 caches. They're for something special.
Fredo, surely if he said, hey, we needed to grab 2 of them, can you bring 2 at the podcast
menu? I can bring like, 2 more for him.
Yeah.
I'd have 2 more.
This guy has caches in his car too, and he wouldn't use.
No, I did. Well, I was gonna bring him.
Neither of you took one up to a curious cache.
Curious cache.
Yeah, the one at the.
I didn't take any supplies.
Where?
The one at the Etzer Spur and under that pile of rocks.
He's really above Waterfall Gully. Keyland. The last one we did. Up the steps to the descent.
Yeah, right up the top.
Any armchairs.
You can't remember it, can you? You weren't there.
Yeah, delete
his rock.
A curious cache.
You should do that.
It's a puzzle that's in Adelaide University.
It's like an old 0506 multi, like a really old one of Fredo's.
It's a mystery that the...
Oh, sorry, multi, yeah.
The list of coordinates in the final are...
The 50. One that was broken. We went from the ruins.
It's been broken for about 4 years.
Yeah.
But and then people mysteriously appear
Mate,
there.
I don't want to get
and
a
their
message.
Log always says, "Oh, I wish I'd bought a container up here."
I just don't want to get
Maybe
a message.
I should go and do it and replace the container.
If I knew people were going to go, I'd give them a container.
I know. That's the thing.
Give them a good container.
I found a good Fredo hide. Let's say the one in Warialta. That was an unusual cache by you.
Where's this one?
Giant Steps.
Yeah,
curious caches.
Even had the big geocaching.
You know where Waterfall Gully, the walk.
That
is.
Wasn't that's.
So Mount Lofty.
Someone else replaced
and
that.
And it's just the other side of the creek, but it's something like
Darren
a
Matthews.
Big ascent to the top of the mountain.
Squeaky replaced that. Because it got abuse from somebody that said it wasn't there. Oh, a long time ago, probably 5 years ago, and he replaced it. That was an ammo tin to start with.
Oh.
But it disappeared, and people DNF that one. So
took me.
Which bit of?
Oh, I thought it was going to be in the cave, but then I just followed. I just trust the GPS, and then I was like, oh.
Yeah. I think a lot of people
do that.
Yeah, well, they're tempted. They keep looking closer to the cave and not go up to.
And it says shorts is the hint. Like that could mean anything.
Board shorts under the boardwalk.
Come on, if you're a tourist. And you had no idea.
You obscure. Need the Fredo list that's on SA Geocaching.
Yeah, site. I had to pull that up the other day. So
what the fuck?
I've actually got that over there. It's normally sitting in here.
EP.
Yeah.
I think there's a few that I've suggested I wanted to add to it, but commenting on that blog article got too complicated. I couldn't even do it.
Did people put comments on that?
You can comment on like the blog article.
Yeah, yeah, no, but like nobody ever commented on the
no one's
the nano end. Although, like, both of us have commented on the
there you go.
The Groundspeak blog.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's right.
Yeah, and I've all been tempted since too.
What's that for? About? Pocket queries.
PQs. That's the only thing Fredo's passionate for.
That's where I'll be.
That's it. It's yeah.
That's where I'll be under the boardwalk.
Oh, right.
That's another one.
I don't really see it. I obviously both boardwalks are obviously not as common as like bus stops around.
Bus stops. The place. LA.
Pretend.
It's just like. You must get like international people that come over and be like, what?
Yeah, well, I do. I get these logs, which will be found your cache, lovely spot. Got no fucking
idea. No idea about the hint.
The hint's beyond me. Well, the other one I got today was Bridge of Death.
Yeah.
So Bridge of Death is one of the the witch caches.
The witch hunt. Yeah.
Yeah, which aren't connected in any way, but they've all got a virtual task, and these people today, they were actually quite moved by the triangular thing, but they had no idea what to do with it, and it was like. I don't quite get this.
Oh, yeah. We found the cache. You just gave away the answer. You remember me? I messaged you about that.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't clear that, you know, I go to here for the virtual waypoint. I'm like, what the hell? So I did it. And I'm like, okay.
What am I doing now?
Yeah. But you didn't actually make that clear that there's a mystery that's
connected. But in 2005, when I put those out, there was like 10 cases in the city, and five of them were connected, and it was pretty obvious.
Can I say though, as experienced caches, like there's a lot of assumptions that made that then becomes less friendly for beginners. And,
oh yeah.
And then like even Jess was saying, like, you know how, you know, when Sue introduced the, you know, or not introduced, but, you know, really promoted the checksum for multis, and then there's like decimals checksum all of that. Now all that sort of is disappeared. It's like checksum 22 or 16 plus 9 whatever equals 25, and just like, what the hell was this sort of thing? I know 16 plus 9 equals 25. I said, no, you got to look at the decimal minutes, and you know,
except if it's a Grinch one, and then you got to do the total. It's the whole.
Oh, because yeah, it was odd because I just was like, I didn't want people to do it from home, even though you can. I did find out how to find the gate number.
Oh, did you?
Mm.
Oh,
so any more caches
with gate numbers? Because gate numbers have been a problem. I've never been able to find gate numbers.
Geocaching.com.
Oh,
on the app shows the gate numbers.
Geocaching.com.
Yeah.
Their map.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
I would have thought you'd actually have like the National Parks website might be able to show the parks, and
that would be right through there.
Oh, really, really. Yeah. Like,
yeah, I did the same.
Occasionally, thing. You'll find pictures of gates.
Yeah.
Yeah, of people's.
I'm sure I could research that more and get it.
Yeah. It shows some, but not all. But yeah, I was looking if last night and I was like,
individual parks or something.
See,
caught up with
gate
range
five.
All the information.
Oh yeah, but you don't have like the actual like grid reference.
Well, so. You do.
You do, because the grid
it's
UTM.
Oh.
So those rapid numbers are UTM. So yeah. With the rapid numbers, take the coordinates that are, because it's the listed coordinates.
Mm.
If it's at the gate.
Oh.
If it's at the gate. So the UTM is sitting there at the top of the page. Take the 61 off, the next three digits are the first three digits.
Over
on the other one,
yeah,
take the two off, the next three digits are the second three digits.
And then if you use geocaching, you've got the grid number, so therefore you don't actually have to
the
go
gate number, yeah.
But the gate number, but
the closest spot is always going to be that gate. It's not like you can go anywhere else.
Why would you come from the bottom?
Not unless if you're
a
bridge.
You could set your prep. It also helps you prep. You can go, well, that's a 1 hour visit on that hill in 5 minutes. It's going to take
coming back
20
up,
minutes.
Yeah,
coming back up's not much fun.
Well, you could do the long way. If you know, when you come down and there's that track to the right,
yeah,
that one does a big loop through there, and it's a bit. That's a bike riding one rather than a.
I always think to like bike ride through the Cleveland just to like, because I haven't really done unless I'm with him. But yeah, there's a lot I still haven't found that I just want to just get my bike and just do a half day.
I've done pretty much all of them except for Waterfall Gully.
So you've done Zitherin's Yurrabilla Trail. You done all of that.
Almost all.
You found the caches, you just haven't walked at all.
I did the one that finishes over just off Green Hill Road. You know, so halfway up Green Hill Road, there's a frozen feet multi starts in the road. There's a, just from there.
Oh, yeah, another one.
There's
a
street that goes up, there's a more Yurrabilla thing.
Yeah. And what about the first one?
No, I haven't done that.
The first one's actually a really interesting spot. It's a quarry.
Yeah,
it overlooks the freeway, and it's like,
that's a really cool section because there's a few caches that are hidden around there.
And
Jess and I walk there. It's just above the top of Wade campus.
Yeah.
And we actually planned that so campus. we did a car either end.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's clever. That is a good idea.
So yeah, so like the Zither and Zirabella ones, Barney, you can, yeah, obviously they're just like sections of the Yurrabilla Trail, but if you can coordinate with other people to do your
car. Did you walk the whole lot?
Yeah, but I did it over 2 years, I reckon, from the first one, and some of it I hop skipped, so some of it I like, I started at Belair, walked that through to the top of the trail, halfway down that hill, then came back and drove up Brown Hill Creek, started that one and continued, hop skipped it off.
When we used to go out on the bush bikes, we'd take two cars. So then you drop car off at where you're gonna
end up
or something, and then take the car up, drop all the bikes.
It's for mountain bike, say you have to
ride. We had bikes jammed in the car and people and sometimes have to do two trips.
Or you just throw them straight up on the roof. Yeah. You would have done that at some stage.
Oh, you don't want to know what we've done. I was right. So there was like a heap of mates, and I was coming from my ex-girlfriend's down in Fingos. I was in the middle of Tassie, and I come over to the pass and got a flat tire. Like, it was just rock. So, you know, got a flat tire, so I had no spare. Anyway, they were like, your car can be the shuttle. So we parked two cars at the top. We rode down the trail. This is a derby. Got to the bottom.
Oh, really? Car. That's where I'm going.
Yeah, so we parked at the top of Atlas, near the World Pub. Atlas, anyway. We rode down and had a good day, and then I took two guys back up to get their cars. Anyway, a guy had lost his car keys on the trail. Oh, he thought he had. So he started riding back up, which this trail's about 30 kilometres, and it's all uphill. Like, so he was riding and riding and riding. He ended up meeting us back at the car, and he's like, my car keys are in the car.
Oh, no.
So he locked his keys in the car, so he had to call his dad to come and get it from Launceston. Anyway, as we were driving up to the cars, I got another flat tire.
This is on the pushy.
No, this was on in the car to get back to the other cars. Oh. And because we left our bikes down in Derby, we had no bikes. We had only my car in the middle of the bush.
With no car.
So we had to walk back to Wellbrae to get phone reception. And I have a mate that lives 20 minutes down the road. So he came and got us, and we ended up getting some spare tires. But, you know, it took hours to get this car fixed. Oh. But yeah, that was
one of them little plug kits.
Oh,
compressor.
But this was my old car. It was a good car, but you just don't. You're in Tassie. Nothing's far. Like,
that's true.
Like, you get a flat tire, it's like not even an hour to the next petrol station.
Walking.
Yeah.
So that means you're less than 5 km from somebody.
Yeah, like the guys on the, because there was some guys say in central from. Halfway down the Midland Highway in Tassie, this Campbelltown, and you go across to like St. Helens. Anyway, this guy on the Spirit of Tasmania one night, because I was getting a recliner, and he was like, oh, there's no petrol stations between Kanara, which is like near Campbelltown, to St. Helens. There's no petrol station. You know, Mike's girlfriend lived in Fingal, and her pop owned the petrol station. I was like, mate, there is petrol stations at every town. Like, he's like, no, there's not. And I was like, yeah, there is. Like, because these guys on motorbikes were like freaking out that there was like going up in the bush, there was going to be no petrol for them to like go and fill up. It's like, guys, don't worry, like, it's good. And yeah, this guy was 100. Yeah, they're open, or they're open every day but Sunday.
And so, what, 7 till?
Oh, like, yeah, 9 to 5 sort of thing. And depends if you wake up, you just go down. It was always busy because you're in the. He was by himself, and he was the mechanic of the town. There's like 400 people.
Alright, I gotta go.
I used to go in the country. There used to be a number. Right.
See you, folks.
Used to ring up, and it cost $20 for them to come and open the survey.
Monty, you're right. About 1 o'clock.
Yeah, that suits me. That actually suits good.
So, do you want to do the puzzle, like that geo art on Friday? And then obviously there's a Saito, and then do the good catches on the weekend.
Did?
Just so we get the crap